A girlfriend finds little love.
What was the disagreement about?
I don't really know. I guess she didn't want to really live there no more. It wasn't going her way, so she had to go.
So he showed her the door.
He grabbed me by my dress, so I told myself that that was it and that I was just going to leave with the clothes on my back.
Do you have any of her property?
No, I don't have nothing.
He threw it in the trash. He told me he threw it away.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
25-year-old Maitrice Youngblood is suing her ex-boyfriend, Dante Miller, for the return of property, lost wages, and an assault.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 536 on the calendar in the matter of Youngblood versus Miller.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Miss Youngblood, how long did you and the defendant live together?
A year and a half.
And did you move into his apartment? Did he move into your apartment? Or did you move in together?
I moved into his apartment.
What kind of an apartment is it?
Regular one bedroom.
What was the rent on the apartment?
$1,000.
What kind of work do you do, Mr. Miller?
Loan officer.
And you?
I'm a kindergarten teacher at Rainbow Children's Academy.
Before you moved in with Mr. Miller, with whom were you living?
With myself. I was away up north at school.
So you were at college?
Yes.
And when you finished with college, you moved in directly with him?
Well, I moved in with my mom, but my mom had ended up kicking me out, so I ended up moving in with him.
You had a disagreement with your mother?
Yeah. My sister and I, we didn't get along. I felt like she didn't do enough. And since it wasn't my house, my mom felt that it wasn't my place. So she told me to go. I was grown and to live on my own.
Well, that sounds better than she kicked me out. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It sounds better. So you weren't getting along with your sister, and your sister is how old?
She's 18.
And you are?
25.
So your mom said, you're a grown person. I can't live with this fighting and this bickering and this arguing.
Correct.
You're all grown up. You have your college degree. Go get a job. Live on your own.
Correct.
That's actually not kicking you out. That's saying, I don't want to listen to the two of you fighting anymore. She's still not fully cooked. You are. Go find a place. Anyway, do you speak to your mom?
Yes. Her birthday was yesterday.
Great. So you're in touch with her?
Yes.
She would like it better that you didn't say she kicked you out. She told you, spread your wings and fly and go find your life.
Right.
Instead. Okay. So you moved in with Mr. Miller?
Yes.
And you had a job?
Yes.
I gather from the papers that you had some sort of a disagreement, and that disagreement was about rent.
No, I've never had a problem with paying rent.
What was the disagreement about?
I don't really know. I guess she didn't want to really live there no more, you know, and we were arguing.
But you said in your answer to me, sir, I mean, I didn't make it up. You said in your answer we had a pretty big fight in December over her not paying rent.
Yeah, we had a lot of arguments over that, but that wasn't the reason. It was just misunderstanding.
You mean last month?
In December.
But she stayed until March.
No.
Can I speak, Your Honor?
Yes. When did you leave?
I left in December, but I came back. I went back with my mom, and then I went back to him because my mom told me that I needed to flourish. So I went back to his house.
When?
I left December. I went back February, early February, and I stayed.
For how long?
Until March 15th.
Okay. When you had this argument in December,
yes.
I would have assumed you took all your stuff with you because you were there in your mother's house December and January and part of February. So you were gone for 2.5 months. So I assume you took everything that you needed.
Yes.
And you didn't pay him any rent for that 2.5 month period because you said, I never had problem paying rents. But I assume once you went back to your mother, you didn't pay any rent.
Well, I gave my mom money.
You didn't give him any money for rent in December when you left or January or February.
December, I gave him rent guaranteed. January, I did not. February, I didn't. But March, I did.
Okay, so January and February, you did not.
I did not.
So I assume you took all your stuff with you, because otherwise you would have abandoned your stuff. He doesn't have to keep your stuff.
When I went back to him in February, I took all my stuff back to his house. That's what I'm getting at.
What stuff did you take back to
him? My clothes, my makeup, everything. Everything that I need to thrive in society.
Okay, very good. So you took all your stuff back. And how did you get it back to him?
Actually, he helped me pick my stuff up. He picked me and my stuff up.
In his car?
In his truck.
And what did you bring? Suitcases?
Like tubs of clothes and bags and stuff. Yes.
So after you had this fight in December, you called him and said, my mom is telling me to go again. Could you come and pick me up? He was very accommodating. He, according to you, he came and picked you up sometime in mid-February, came to pick you up, brought his truck, you packed up your things, and you went back to his house. So
correct.
He was very accommodating, even after the big fight you had in December.
Correct.
Okay, so that was nice. Now it's March. You want to tell me what happened in March?
He came home drunk early March one night, and he wanted to have sex, and I didn't want to have sex. So he grabbed me. I have my pictures of it. He grabbed me by my dress and just was being aggressive. So I told myself that that was it. That was the final straw, and that I was just going to leave with the clothes on my back and take 2 weeks off of work so that I can get myself together, because I have to be healthy to deal with kids. I have to be happy. They feed off of me.
Just a second. That's TMI, too much information for me. So you said, I have to leave. I don't want to do this anymore. And you left.
Yes, with just the clothes on my back.
And where did you go?
I checked into the hospital.
Okay, you weren't injured.
No, I wasn't injured.
You checked into the hospital because you were upset.
I was upset. Correct.
And how long did you stay in the hospital?
For 3 days.
And when you were in the hospital, did your mother come to see you?
No.
Did anybody come to see you?
He did. And I asked him.
Now, the only way he would have known that you were in the hospital is if you called him.
Correct.
So you called him.
Correct.
And you called him and said, I'm in the hospital.
And to drop all of my stuff at my grandparents' house.
You said actually more than that, because you told him what hospital you were in. You didn't just say, I want nothing to do with you. Take my clothes and bring them to my grandparents' house. You said, I'm in such and such a hospital. I'm upset and I checked myself in.
Right.
And he came to see you.
Correct.
How many times did he come to see you?
I believe twice.
And you were in the hospital for 3 days?
Yes.
Then what?
Then I told him to take all my property to my grandmother's house, because he had my phone, he has my driver license, he had everything. So I asked him to take that stuff to my family house, and he refused. I had to call him over and over and harass him to take my stuff. And he ended up taking my stuff, but he only took what he felt like he wanted me to have. Like, I didn't have my work clothes, I didn't have my makeup, and I love my makeup.
Do you have any of her property?
No, I don't have nothing. I gave her jeans, clothes.
He doesn't have any
shoes,
of your property.
Shoes, bras.
Miss Youngblood, he has nothing of your property.
He threw it in the trash. He told me he threw it away.
He has nothing of your property. Sounds to me as if he tried to do the right thing and that you were going through a difficult emotional period. What?
I did the best I could. I gave her all her stuff. I mean,
just
I bought her some stuff.
Listen to me carefully. If it doesn't look like you're losing, shut your mouth. Do you understand? Sounds to me as if she was having a difficult period and you did a reasonable thing. She was in the hospital, you came to visit her twice, packed up the stuff, gave it to her. I assume that the things that you didn't turn over to her were things that you bought for her. Is that what you started to say when you opened your mouth when you shouldn't have?
Yep.
Yep is not an answer. Yes is the answer.
Yes.
Yes. Like what?
Shoes.
Okay, so you didn't give her shoes.
One pair of shoes.
One pair of shoes. I didn't go to law school and do 7 years of postgraduate work for a pair of shoes. What else?
That's it, really.
Okay, we're done. Miss Youngblood, it's over. It's over. It's finished. Move on with your life. Are you living alone now, or are you back with your mom?
I'm living alone.
Good.
Do you want to see the evidence?
No. I want to see nothing. We're done.
Jose, excuse me. Step out.
Everything turned out the way it was supposed to. We still friends. Love hurts. Gotta go try harder. Everything's good.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Ward versus Knoll. Step forward.
Catherine Ward is suing her neighbor, Elliot Knoll, for damage to her fence caused by his tenants' horses.
Ms. Ward, according to your complaint, you and Mr. Knoll own property that is adjacent to each other.
Yes, ma'am, we do.
And Mr. Knoll, according to what I read, you don't live there, but you rent it to people who keep horses. It is Ms. Ward's claim that the horses that are kept on your property have done damage to her fence. How long have you owned the property, Mr. Knoll?
Since 2012.
And how long have you been there, Ms. Ward?
2010.
When did these renters move in with their horses?
October 1st, 2016.
Prior to that, who was living there?
They don't live there, Your Honor.
They just use the land for their horses?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I would like you to tell me how these new tenants, who have been there since October of 2016 on his property, have damaged your fence.
Okay, when I moved there in 2010, I fenced and cross-fenced my 3 acres. On the other 3 sides of my property, the fence is not damaged. On this particular property line, the fence has become so damaged that it's bubbled in sections. There's 2 to 3 feet of erosion taking place.
So you're not suggesting that he did anything or his tenant did anything to purposefully damage that 1/4 of the fence that you put in on your property?
No.
That whatever damage was done by virtue of, and you're going to show me, by virtue of the horses grazing too close to the fence. Is that correct?
That's correct, as well as the ignorance of how to feed and pasture horses correctly.
Well, do you feed and pasture horses?
My one horse, yes, I do.
Well, that's one horse. And one horse does not an expert make. Mm-hmm. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Good. So whatever damage you are alleging as a result of horses grazing. Okay. Now, do you have pictures of what the fence looked like in 2016 when these tenants moved in?
No.
So the only pictures you have are current pictures?
Of current pictures that go back to 2017.
Okay. Now, you bought the property in 2010.
Yes.
And you put up a fence. Do you have pictures of the fence when you put it up?
No.
So the only pictures that you have to show me are current pictures with the current tenant. And you have no information with regard to whose horses caused the damage to that property in photographs?
No.
Okay, now I'll take a look at the pictures.
Here's a picture of the horse pushing, 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 more
could
damage.
Could I just see the pictures of the fence that you are complaining about?
That one.
And that's what horses do. What I'm asking you, sir, is I want you to take a look at this picture. And what the plaintiff is complaining about is that because the horses who are eating on your property are eating so close to the fence and pushing the fence, her dogs, which is why she fenced in the property, I assume, is able to get out from under the property. And it appears to me in this picture that that's as a result of there being no grass for them to eat except in her yard, which is what they're trying to get to. Is that what you're seeing? You can show us, too.
I got some pictures, too, and even that one, if you look at it, when you look at the pictures up close, as you can see in this picture, even the horse's nose is not under the fence.
Doesn't matter.
That fence, that the first picture that I looked at, when you look at it closely, you can see claw marks where her dog has scurried underneath. And I got some really good pictures that indicate the fence has rolled towards my property.
Actually, that's exactly what I see in this picture.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today,
I was discussing the matter with her. She had recently come into some money and offered to...
No, she had discussed the matter with her.
Yes.
That he needed a lawyer.
Yes.
I mean, you wouldn't say, well, he needs a lawyer. Go get a lawyer.
Right.
So I want to know what you said to her and what she said to you.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Catherine Ward says, neighbor Elliot Noel owes for damage to her fence caused by his tenant's horses.
What kind of dogs do you have?
I have a Great Dane and...
Okay, your Great Dane pushed this fence in towards his property.
No.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm looking at this picture, and I don't see how the horse pulled the fence onto his property. I'm telling you. Did you show her that picture, Bert? I'm looking at that picture, and there is no question in my mind that the fence was pushed in onto his property from your property. Now, that may have been as a result of the erosion on the other side. His horses didn't pull the fence onto his property. Mm-hmm. Your Great Dane pushed through the fence, which was made possible because they ate that close to the fence so there was no natural barrier. And in a neighborly fashion, what you should do is, if you want to keep your Great Dane on your property, build a better fence. Miss Ward, build a better fence. He's not paying for a new fence. We're done. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I feel like justice will serve. She's an emotional woman, Miss Ward is.
Well, I have to go with her judgment. I disagreed with it because the issue was really not the dog.
She's coming at us constantly over the years, and We just want it to stop, the harassment.
It was the damage on my property.
There's no problem. There's no real damage to the fence.
I will be taking down my fence.
She simply does not like the way the neighbors care for the horses.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Ware versus Klinger. Step forward.
Jennifer Ware is suing her former friend, Katie Klinger, for an unpaid loan to hire a lawyer for her fiancé.
Ms. Ware, the defendant is a very old friend of yours. You've been friends for a long time, and it is your claim that you made a loan to her. The total of the loan was $1,900. I don't believe that Ms. Klinger denies that $1,900 passed between the two of you. She, however, says the $1,900 was a gift, and there was never any discussion of repayment in the form of a loan. Are we right? Okay, so Ms. Klinger, as long as there's no issue with regard to the money, I'm going to start with you and ask you, when Ms. Ware gave you this money, month and year?
December 2017.
Tell me why.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I'll pay back as much as I can with my tax check and otherwise. I'll be paying you when I'm able, but I won't leave you hanging.
That was after she was calling me constantly.
No, this was
and
just
you know,
second.
I just was, at that point,
just
it was I would do anything.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Jennifer Ware says former friend Katie Klinger borrowed $1,900 to pay for her fiancé's lawyer, and she has yet to pay it back.
I'm going to start with you and ask you, when Ms. Ware gave you this money?
December 2017.
Tell me why.
My fiancé fell into some legal trouble, and we needed to retain an attorney.
So it was for a lawyer.
Yes.
It a civil case or a criminal case?
Criminal.
That's not something that Ms. Ware would know unless you told her.
Right.
So tell me, did you have that conversation with her in person or on the phone?
In person. She was staying at our house when everything kind of came to a head and we realized that we needed to get an attorney quick.
She was staying at your house on a visit or?
Yeah, just as a visit.
For how long?
She was there for about a week.
So she was at your house and?
And I looked on the My Case that I had at Gov and noticed that there were charges pending against him that could cost him his job. So I was discussing the matter with her. She had recently come into some money and offered to.
No, she had discussed the matter with her.
Yes.
That he needed a lawyer.
Yes.
And that you didn't have money for a lawyer.
Right.
And that he didn't have money for a lawyer.
Correct.
I mean, you wouldn't say, well, he needs a lawyer. Go get a lawyer.
Right.
So I want to know what you said to her and what she said to you.
I told her that it was Christmas time. I've got three children at the house. He was working, but we didn't have the means to come up with, you know, what this attorney needed up front to retain him to try and prevent the fallout of what would happen if he lost his job and so on. She told me that, you know, she had just gotten this money and that she would give us the money so that we could get his attorney and try to prevent all of these horrible things from happening.
And she did.
She did.
Right. And when for the first time did she ask you to start paying her back?
Probably January, she started questioning me about it.
January, she sent you a text.
Yes.
Okay, do you have a copy of that text?
I don't have it printed.
Do you?
I have all the text messages.
May I see it, please? Yes. So shortly after she advanced the money, she asked you for it.
Correct.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook. And follow us on Twitter.
Okay, so you promised to pay her back.
Yeah, I guess I kind
I'm
of
I'm going
to
owe you big time. I'll pay back as much as I can with my tax check and otherwise. I'll be paying you when I'm able. He just should find work easy enough. Just don't know how much it'll pay. But I won't leave you hanging.
That was only after.
That's, yeah, that was after she was calling me constantly and asking me for this money and...
Just
you know,
second.
I just was, at that point,
just
it was
second.
I would do anything.
What date was this?
That should be right after the deposit, so December 14 is the first time she promised to pay me.
And then this was in December?
Yes. There's five more after that over the month of January where she promised to pay me back.
So this was in the month of December?
Yes. The last time she had...
Okay, and then in January 30th, you say, got my taxes filed, so you'll be getting some moolah in a couple of weeks, hopefully.
Correct.
That's again in January. So one is in December, then there's one in January, and then I may actually be able to give you more like $1,400 of it instead. That's also January 30th. So there's no question that you view this as a loan. Judgment for the plaintiff for the amount of $1,900. We're finished. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I mean, what am I going to do? She obviously had, you know, information that she was owed the money, so.
It's exactly what I wanted.
It's more complicated than that, and
a lot has happened, but
there's honestly not enough time to discuss the full situation here.
Because she's vindictive and wants to be controlling and didn't want to pay me.
We don't speak.
No, it's done and over. I'm glad to be done.
Nope, I'm ready to go.
Listen to my mother and never do it again.